Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire?
That's the way love goes.
Like a man.
And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
I'm back. I'm back in the hood since I'm the max. My hair is long. My skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G. I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window seal. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting scrubbed, playing Doom. Look at my arm. Hard as hell, I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell, in my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm back, this thumb's a match. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back, this thumb's a match. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all, standing up, walking tall, up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall, Marky D, big head Paul, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it starts. Feed my pits so they don't bark. Now I lay down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. This thumb's a mess. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This thumb's a mess. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. And I get down, doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord. Still in the fight. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5", all day. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the mat. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk G-Money Sports Report and talk NBA basketball. Yeah, so let's talk basketball. Let's talk about the NBA. We had how many games yesterday, DJ? Are you in the house? Are you with me?
Yeah, we had 7 games yesterday.
All right, we had 7 games on Monday. So let's see how I started the week off with game number 1.
Game number 1, the Detroit Pistons beat the Indiana Pacers 117-97. You bet on Pacers, but it was Pistons for the win.
Oh, the Detroit Pistons finally won a game. Oh, my God. I can't believe Indiana Pacers didn't come through on that one. Okay, well, that's a loss for G Money, so that's an old win, and one loss. Okay, let's go to game number 2.
Game number 2, the Miami Heat beat the Utah Jazz 119-115. You bet on the Heat, and it was Heat for the win.
All right, that's a win for G Money. So I'm 1-1. One win, one loss. Let's go to game number 3.
Game number 3, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Dallas Mavericks 104-88. You bet on Grizzlies, and it was Grizzlies for the win.
Whoa, the Grizzlies really beat the Dallas Mavericks bad. Okay. Well, I guess Dallas just isn't going to be in the running this year. They're just getting beat up all the time. All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's 2 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 4.
Game number 4, the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Atlanta Hawks 136-115. You bet on Timberwolves, and it was Timberwolves for the win.
That's a win for G Money. Okay, that's 3 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 5.
Game number 5, the Houston Rockets beat the Boston Celtics 111-109.
What?
You bet on the Celtics that it was the Rockets for the win.
Oh, no. I can't believe Boston's just falling apart. That's what it is. They let Houston beat them. Oh, that's upsetting. I can't believe that. Okay, Boston, well, you won't be making a run for the title this year because you're getting beat by Houston. Oh, you're not a good basketball team at all. All right. Well, that's a loss for G-Money. So that's three wins and two losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Sacramento Kings 133-124. You bet on Bucks, and it was Bucks for the win.
Right. That's a win for G-Money. I figured that the Milwaukee Bucks would come around and they would beat the Sacramento Kings. What was the score of that game? Because I'm sure it was a close game.
133-124.
Oh, well, it wasn't that close. They beat them by nine. Okay, well, I guess the Milwaukee Bucks is really ready to play in the playoffs, so they're playing good. Okay. So that's a win for G-Money. That's, five wins and two losses? Let's go to game number eight.
That's four wins and two losses.
Six, seven, okay. Game number seven then.
Game number seven, the Golden State Warriors beat the Phoenix Suns 123-112. You bet on the Suns, but it was Warriors for the win.
Well, I kind of figured that could go either way. I said either Golden State's going to get their game to rest, get ready for the playoffs, or Phoenix is just going to beat them and keep on moving forward. So, okay, I'm not disappointed in that one. Okay, so that was four wins and three losses. So that's seven games. Is that all the games that were on Monday? So I'm 4-3 on Monday. Okay. Well, at least I got more than 500. So, all right. So that's 4-3 to start the week. Okay. Let's go over the games for Tuesday. Did I pick the games for Tuesday?
Games for today?
Yeah. Didn't I pick those yesterday? So we could go over
today? No. You need to pick them now.
Okay. Well,
okay. There are eight games today. Game number one, the Detroit Pistons are playing the Washington Wizards.
Now I'm going to take the Washington Wizards for the win.
Okay.
Even though Detroit just won. But I'm going to take Washington for the win.
Game number two, Cleveland Cavaliers play the Charlotte Hornets.
I'm going to take Cleveland Cavaliers for the win.
Okay. Cavaliers for the win. Game number three, the Denver Nuggets are playing the Toronto Raptors.
I'm going to take the Raptors for the win.
Raptors for the win.
I have no faith in the Denver Nuggets right now.
Game and number four, the L.A. Lakers are playing the New Orleans Pelicans.
The Lakers have to win, so I'm going to take the Lakers for the win.
Lakers for the win. Game number five, the Brooklyn Nets are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I'm taking Oklahoma. Brooklyn's been playing good, but they're not good enough to beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma's been playing really good. So I'm going to take Oklahoma for the win.
All right. Game number six, the Orlando Magic is playing the San Antonio Spurs.
Now I'm going to take the Orlando Magic for the win.
Orlando Magic for the win. Game number seven, the New York Knicks are playing the Portland Trailblazers.
I'm going to take the Knicks for the win.
Knicks for the win. Okay. And game number eight, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix.
I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks for the win. They're on a roll.
Milwaukee Bucks for the win. And that's it for today's games. And now there are seven games tomorrow. And so game number one, Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Miami Heat in Miami.
Yeah, I'm taking the Memphis Grizzlies for the win.
Grizzlies for the win. Game number two, Philadelphia 76ers are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'm going to take the 76ers for the win.
Philadelphia 76ers for the win. Game number three, the Boston Celtics are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I'm going to take the Minnesota Timberwolves for the win.
Timberwolves for the win.
No
game number four. Sacramento Kings are playing the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, Sacramento all day long. Sacramento Kings for the win.
Kings for the win. Game number five. The LA Lakers are playing the Houston Rockets.
Lakers for the win. That should be a automatic win for the Lakers. They should win that game.
Lakers for the win. Game number six, the Dallas Mavericks are playing the San Antonio Spurs.
Now, normally I would say the Dallas Mavericks for the win, but they haven't been winning lately. They've been on a downward spiral, and I don't know, because they got some new players, and the new players just haven't come to play yet. They got KD, and KD is an all-star, but the Dallas Mavericks haven't been winning. But I think they can beat the San Antonio Spurs. I really think they can. So I'm going to go with the Dallas Mavericks for the win.
Mavericks for the win. Game number seven, the Golden State Warriors are playing the LA Clippers in LA.
Well, Golden State is on a roll right now, but the Clippers need to win to move up in the playoffs. So, and are they playing in L.A.?
Yep, they're playing in L.A.
Okay. I'm going to take the Clippers for the win, only because they're playing in L.A. in front of their fans.
All right, and that's it for tonight's games and tomorrow's games.
All right.
And
well, let's
NBA.
Go over the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference and the top 10 teams in the Western Conference. Let's see what the teams are doing these days, if they've moved up in their standing. So, the top 10 teams, do you want to do the East first or the West first?
In the Eastern Conference, in first place, it's the Milwaukee Bucks. In second place, it's the Boston Celtics. Third place, Philadelphia 76ers. Cleveland Cavaliers. Fifth place, Brooklyn Nets. Sixth place, New York Knicks. Seventh place, Miami Heat. Eighth place, Atlanta Hawks. Ninth place, Toronto Raptors. And 10th place, Chicago Bulls.
Oh, Chicago made it in the top 10. All right. No Washington Wizards? Oh, okay.
Nope.
Well.
Wizards are in the 11th place. Pacers in 12th. Orlando Magic 13th. Charlotte Hornets 14th. And Detroit Pistons in 15th.
Okay. Well, it looks like the teams are lining up for the playoffs. At least the top 10 teams are looking good. The top five haven't changed. They've been the same, except Boston Celtics is no longer the number one team in the Eastern Conference. They've dropped down to number two, and the Milwaukee Bucks are the number one team in the East. And the Philadelphia 76ers are number three. Okay, so that's the top three teams in the East. Okay, let's go with the top 10 teams in the West. Let's see what they look like now. Is the Denver Nuggets still number one in the West, or the Phoenix Suns are number one? Oh, I don't know about Phoenix. They should be the best team.
In first place, it's the Denver Nuggets with 46 wins, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies with 41. Third place, Sacramento Kings with 40. Fourth place, the Phoenix Suns with 37. Fifth place, the Golden State Warriors with 36. Sixth place, the LA Clippers with 36. Seventh place, Minnesota Timberwolves with 35. Eighth place, Dallas Mavericks with 34. Ninth place and 10th place, LA Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans, both with 33 wins. In 11th and 12th place, though, the Thunder and the Jazz both also have 33 wins.
What? The Oklahoma Thunder is tied with the Utah Jazz for 11th place? Is that what you said?
The Lakers, the Pelicans, the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th place teams all have 33 wins. Sorry.
Okay. All right. My phone is beeping. I got somebody calling me. So go over the top 10 teams again, because I was getting beat. So who's number one?
The top 10.
Is it the Denver
top
Nuggets?
10 teams are, the top 10 teams are the Denver Nuggets, the Memphis Grizzlies. Third place, it's the Sacramento Kings. Fourth place, the Phoenix Suns. Golden State Warriors are in fifth. LA Clippers are in sixth. Minnesota Timberwolves are in seventh. Dallas Mavericks are in eighth place with 34 wins. And then what I told you was the ninth, 10th, 11th, and 12th place teams all have 33 wins. That's the L.A. Lakers in ninth, New Orleans Pelicans in 10th, Oklahoma City Thunder in 11th, and Utah Jazz in 12th place.
Okay. Now, you said first place was the Denver Nuggets. Second place was the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah, okay. And then third place, I don't know who you said third. Oh, no, Cleveland's in
Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings, okay. And then we had
the Phoenix Suns in fourth place.
Phoenix Suns in fourth, okay. And fifth place?
Golden State Warriors.
Okay, Golden State is in fifth place. So sixth place is the Clippers?
Sixth place is the Clippers.
Okay. Seventh place is the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That's right.
Okay, in eighth place is the Dallas Mavericks.
That's correct.
Okay, and then ninth, 10th, 11th, and 12th is the Clippers, the Utah Jazz, the Pelicans, and who is the other team?
In order from 9th to 12th, it's the Lakers, the Pelicans, the Thunder, and the Jazz.
Okay, Lakers, Pelicans, Oklahoma, and then the Jazz. Okay. All righty then. Let me think about that for a minute. Let me wrap my head around the top five. The Denver Nuggets and the Memphis Grizzlies, then the Sacramento Kings, and then who's fourth place? The Miami Heat? No. Who's fourth place?
Phoenix Suns?
Phoenix Suns. Oh, I forgot about Phoenix. Okay. Phoenix Suns is in fourth place. Fifth place is the Clippers. Place is the
Warriors.
Dallas. No, the Warriors. Wait a minute. The Clippers are in fourth place, and then the Warriors are in fifth place.
The Phoenix Suns are in fourth place.
Okay, the Phoenix Suns are in fourth place, and the Clippers are in fifth place.
The Warriors are in fifth place.
Oh, the Warriors are in fifth place. Okay. And the Clippers are in sixth place.
Right.
Okay. The Warriors are in sixth place. Seventh place is the Dallas Mavericks.
Nope.
And the
seventh place is the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, Minnesota's in seventh place. Okay. Minnesota's in seventh place. And eighth place, I don't know who's in eighth place.
The Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks have dropped all the way to eighth place. They've been fifth and sixth for 2 years, and now they're in eighth place. Okay. And then ninth is the Lakers. Tenth is the Pelicans. 11th is Miami, and 12th
Oklahoma
is the Utah Jazz. Oh, Oklahoma, and then the Utah Jazz as well. All right, I think I got it. Let's see, the top four in that division is the Denver Nuggets, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Sacramento Kings, the Phoenix Suns, and then fifth place. Who's in fifth place? Who's in fifth place? Who's in fifth place? The Minnesota Timberwolves, and then the Clippers are in sixth place. Oh, Golden State. Forgot about Golden State. Okay, Golden State is in fifth place. Minnesota Timberwolves in sixth place. And the Clippers are in seventh place. And Miami Heat? No. Who's in eighth place? Oh, the Dallas Mavericks are in eighth place. Okay. And then the ninth is the Lakers, the Lakers and the Oklahoma team. And then it's 9 and 10. And 11 is, who is in the 11th place? And the last place is Utah. So 10, the Lakers, Oklahoma, nine, 10. Who's 11th? And Utah is 12. What team is 11th?
Pelicans are 10th. The Oklahoma City Thunder is 11th.
Okay, so it's Lakers, the Pelicans, Oklahoma, and then Utah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, it's going to be an interesting playoff series because, wow, that's going to be real interesting. Minnesota's going to be playing the Denver Nuggets, and that should be a good series. Denver should win that series, and Memphis Grizzlies will be playing the 17, and who is 7? Like the Clippers. No. Yeah. No. The Clippers are 7. Dallas Mavericks are 8. So Denver will be playing Dallas. The Memphis Grizzlies will be playing the Clippers. And Sacramento will be playing 6. The San Francisco Golden State Warriors. And 3. And then 4 will be playing 5. 4 will be Minnesota.
And they'll be playing five. Who's five? Who's five? Golden State. Okay. That should be an interesting series coming up then. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the basketball season right before the playoffs get started. So we got the top 10 teams in the East, and we have the top 10 teams in the West. And I'm thinking the top three teams in the East are going to be balling, and the top four teams in the West are going to be balling. So that's who's going to make the playoffs. That's who's going to be playing for the number one spot in the East and the number one spot in the West. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today, the Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. All right. All right. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside, and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
Then you know what we're talking about. But nevertheless, you got the best. The L.A. Dream Team. the house.
So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church, and I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike, and I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass and we got finished with the mass. And I walked out. Then I walked into the backyard behind the church and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
The groove. I worked out.
my arms hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm back. This thump's a match. My skin is black. And don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back. This thump's a match. My skin is black. And don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all. Standing up, walking tall. Up all day, ready to fall. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall. Marky D, big head Paul. Making moves, standing tall. Making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park. Behind my back, hitting the mark. Going home before it starts. Feed my pits so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep, cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat, this thump's a match. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, this thump's a match. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money and I get down. Doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. And they say I'm fat, this thump's a match. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, this thump's a match. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back. I was in the 11th grade and I was an athlete, but between classes I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show, because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. There was a blind lady that walked into the store, and she wanted to buy a 50-inch screen TV, and she put it on the counter. But the salesman said, "I'm sorry, ma'am, we don't sell TVs to blind women." And she was like, "What?" So she said, "Okay." And she went home and dyed her hair blonde, dyed her hair another color. She dyed it red. So then she came back 2 days later, and she wanted to buy the 50-inch TV again. And she put it on the counter and said, "I want to buy this 50-inch TV." And the man said, "I'm sorry, ma'am, we don't sell TVs to blind women." And she was like, "What?" So she went home and she shaved all her hair off her body. She shaved her eyebrows. She shaved her underarm hair. She shaved her pubic hair and everything. And then 2 days later, she went back to the store to buy the 50-inch TV. And she sat it on the counter. And the man said, "I'm sorry, we don't sell TVs to blind women." And she said, "Wait a minute. How can you tell I'm blind? I've dyed my hair and I shaved all my body hair. So how can you tell me I'm a blind woman and you're not going to sell me this TV?" He said, "Because you're trying to buy a microwave and that's not a TV." Woo! I'm G-Money. Oh, I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There was a man that came home and caught his wife in bed with another man. And he walked in and he said, "Hey, what the hell is going on in here?" And the wife looked at the other man and said, "See, I told you my husband was stupid." There was a man that came in to the house and he caught his wife in bed with his best friend. And he was like, oh, no, what the hell's going on in here? He said, get out of the bed, get dressed, pack your shit, and get out of my house. And she got up, she got dressed, she packed her stuff, and she left. And then he went over to his best friend, and he put his fingers in his face, and he said, bad dog. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I moved the crowd. I made them laugh out loud. There was another man that was sitting in his living room watching TV, and his wife was cooking a dinner for some of their friends were coming by, and she decided she wanted him to go down to the shore of the beach where they lived at and put some snails in a bucket and bring up the snails so they could have snails for appetizers before dinner. So he said, okay, and he got up and took the bucket and went down to the shoreline, and he was collecting the snails and putting them in the bucket. And he looked up, and he saw this beautiful woman walking along the shoreline, but she was a long way off. So he just admired how good she looked from a distance. But he said, well, she's too far for me to talk to her, so I'm not going to even think about her. I'm going to continue collecting the snails for my wife's dinner party and collecting the snails. And he kind of got wrapped up in his mission to collect the snails. And he looked up, and the woman was right on top of him. He said, oh, how you doing? And she said, I'm fine. How you doing? He said, well, I'm just collecting snails for the dinner party we're having today. And she said, oh, that's interesting. She said, would you like to come to my house and have a drink with me? And he said, sure. So he went to her house, and he had drinks with her. And eventually they ended up in bed, and they spent the night, and he woke up. The alarm went off at 7 o'clock in the morning, and he was like, oh, my God, it's 7 in the morning. I've missed my wife's dinner party. Oh, she's going to be so mad because I have all of these snails that I was supposed to bring for her appetizers at the dinner party. So he got up and got dressed and grabbed the bucket of snails and ran down the beach till he got to his house. And he was running up the back steps, and he tripped and dropped the bucket, and all the snails fell down the steps. And he was picking the snails up, and he looked up, and his wife was standing at the top of the stairs, and she had her hands on her hips. And she's like, where have you been? You missed the dinner party. And he looked at her, and then he looked down at the snails, and he said, come on, fellas, we're almost home. We just got a little further to go before we're in the house. Ooh, I'm G-Money, the film comic. If you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was a man that was riding on the highway, and he was speeding. He was doing over 100 miles an hour, and he passed a highway patrol officer that was sitting off to the side of the highway, and he was behind a freeway billboard, but the highway patrol officer was eating his lunch, and he saw the man drive by speeding on his highway. So he put his lunch up, and he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he put up his lunch, and he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding on the highway. And while he was chasing him down, he said, when I catch this guy, I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go. so that I can go back and finish my lunch, because it's my lunchtime. So he went, and he flagged the guy down. He turned the lights on, and the man pulled over, and he walked to the window, and he said, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me why you were speeding?" And the man said, "Well, I was driving down the highway, and I saw the highway patrol parked on the side by the freeway billboard, and that reminded me of my wife. She ran off with a highway patrol officer. And then I looked in my rearview mirror, and I saw you had the red lights on, and you were following behind me. And I thought you were trying to stop me because you wanted to give my wife back." I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, let's play a song. Let's play a song. Play my Mustang, 65 Mustang, my low rider. I forget the name of the song, but it's about my Mustang, 65. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? The girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. It was cold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, "Wow, look at that Mustang go." Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of health. And people would see me. And I'll be like, "Yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see."
pump. I would roll up on the corner and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. Oh, I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
Loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car, and I would roll
elbow left on the corner, and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp camel. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. I think it's time for me to shut it down and get ready for Thursday's show. We're not on the show tomorrow. We're taking a break. But before we go, I think I have a story to share with you. I think I've recorded the story for your listening pleasure. So sit back, put your head back, and put your feet up and relax as we play the story that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the audience's listening pleasure. And then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you a story about my baseball history is what I want to talk about today. I've been playing baseball since I was like 3 years old. I played in the Y Indian Guides, and they had football, baseball, and basketball for the little guys. And so I used to go to the games, and I would play in all the sports. But baseball was my favorite because I like hitting the ball and I like running fly balls down in the outfield. So I really got connected with baseball. And as I grew up, I went and I played in the YMCA on the weekends, but I played in the Catholic School League because I went to St. Anselm's Elementary School. And I played in a Catholic school league, and we played during the week. We didn't just play on Saturday and Sunday like I did in the YMCA. We played during the week. So Monday through Friday, I was playing sports during the week. And my baseball team was pretty good. We never really came in anything except third place, and we played against some good schools. We had St. John was usually the winning school. They usually won the championship every year. And then we had St. Eugene's. No, this is elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wow. So St. John's was the first through eighth grade champions, and then St. Eugene's was second. And then St. Anselm's, we took third place. And then the following teams were St. Jerome and Transfiguration, and they switched each year between who was going to be fourth and who was going to be fifth. So it was always the top three, St. John's, St. Eugene's, and St. Anselm's, going down to the final games of the season. And I was pretty good playing in the PCL. That was the little guys that were playing. And we played until like the fourth or fifth grade. We played in PCL. And then after that, the sixth and seventh grade, we played National League. And the seventh and eighth graders, we played American League, which was the highest group of kids that you could play. And so I played every year. And in fact, my sixth grade year, I played on a team that my daddy coached. My father came out and coached with another gentleman, Mr. I don't even remember his name. I think it was Mr. Martin, I think, was my coach with my dad. And they,
I think it was, Gregory, I think it was Mr. Stevens.
Oh, okay. It was Mr. Stevens that was
right,
my
Stevens.
Coach with my dad. Yeah, thank you, Donald. All right. So my coach, I played ball with them. And that year I was a pitcher because most of the time I just played third base. And I don't know how I started playing third base. And I was just like, I went out for a team when I was little and everybody picked a position except nobody picked third base. So since nobody was playing third, I said, well, I'll play third base. And I didn't know third base was the hot spot. They called it the hot corner because most people that are right-handed hitters swing early on the pitches and they hit shots down the third base line. So if you weren't used to getting the ball hit directly at you, you shouldn't play third base. Because they hit shots directly to you on third base. And when I was training to play third when I was younger, they always said, charge the ball. And you put your glove down and you put your other hand down and you catch the ball with two hands and then you throw people out at first base. Well, I would charge the ball even though if it was hit a shot. I would still charge the ball out of natural reflexes, and I would scoop the ball up, and I didn't know that when you throw the ball, you can throw faster than people run. I didn't realize that until like the eighth grade. So I would get the ball, and I would come up in a hurry, and I would fire. I'd throw the ball to first base, and sometimes it would be short, and my first baseman would have to scoop it up, or I would throw it over his head, and he would have to stretch and try to catch it if it didn't go over his head and go into the outfield. So I had to get my throwing together so I could catch everything that came to third base. So I was a good third baseman. And anybody tried to steal third, me and my catcher had the plan. He would throw everybody out trying to steal third base. And I would just kneel down on the base, and I would catch the ball. And I would tag the runners when they were trying to slide into the base. I would just catch the ball and put my glove right in front of the bag. And the guys would slide right into my glove, and I always got the runner out. So nobody ever stole on my catcher, and they didn't steal third base as long as I was playing third. And that's how we did it. I was a good third baseman on defense, but I always had to be careful with my throws because every now and then I would get excited and I'd rush my throws and either I'd throw it short, which I had a good first baseman. He could scoop everything. Michael Kattan was awesome at first base. He could scoop my throws even if I was short. He could scoop and if I threw it over his head, he could stretch and he could catch the ball. So he made me look good, even though I made a lot of bad throws to him. He caught them and put the runner out. So he was really good at first base. So I was pitching against St. Eugene's, and I was in the sixth grade. And we were tied with second place with St. Eugene's. So we had to win this game in order to move into second place automatically by ourselves. So we lost the game, so we ended up taking third place in the league that year. And so my seventh grade year I played and I pitched a couple of games and I won a lot of games. And we ended up finishing third place to St. John's and St. Eugene's. And everybody else finished under St. Anselm. So my eighth grade year, they sold the park. So we didn't have baseball my eighth grade year. So I ended up playing at Van Ness Park. I played on an all-star team there, and I played on a city league team at Van Ness Park. I played on the White Sox. And when you played at the park, you go through a draft. And I got picked up by the White Sox because that was the best team at the park. Everybody else either played for the Cardinals or they played for the Dodgers, which were just other teams at the park. But the best players at the park played for the White Sox. And I played with the Trouble Brothers. Now, the Trouble Brothers, that was their last name, Trouble. One was a catcher and one was a shortstop. And they were excellent ball players. The catcher threw everybody out at second base. If you tried to steal on him, he would throw you out on second base. He could make the throw. And his brother was a good shortstop, so he would always go to second base and cover the throw and tag the runners up. So they called them the Trouble Brothers. And both of them were pretty good with the bat, too. They could hit pretty good. So I remember the Trouble Brothers. And we did good at the White Sox, the team at Van Ness Park. We won first place the 3 years I played there. But I played on the All-Star team, so I didn't really play in the regular league. I got picked up when they went to the All-Star, and then I played in the All-Star game.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
The morning, rise and shine, late at night, G Money's a pimp, Tuesday boys, yeah, got up to fight,
what the hell,
back to back,
watch yourself,
they faced each other,
and I'm butt next,
they drew their swords,
what the fuck is going on?
And they shot each other.
What the hell?
The deaf policeman.
What? Are you serious?
Heard the noise.
Come on now.
And came and shot.
Oh, shit.
The two dead boys.
What the hell?
Now, if you don't believe.
Heard me.
This song is true.
Come on now.
Ask the blind man.
Now you know.
Cause he saw it too.
Come on now. This ain't like smoking weed. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I need to move on and get ready for Thursday's radio show. So we'll be off tomorrow. So make sure you watch the NBA this week and watch college basketball. I think they're starting with the NCAA tournament starting Wednesday or Thursday. And watch the girls from UNLV. They're doing some amazing things. They won their division and they won their tournament. So they're playing really well right now. And they're to be number one in the country at the end of the basketball season for the girls' college basketball. So I'm ready to get the heck out of here. But before I go, let me acknowledge some birthdays, because we got some people that were born on March 14th. I think that's today's date, March 14th. And we're celebrating their birthday on 2023. So DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we can acknowledge from any of my fans, any of my friends, or any of my fan club people that follow the radio show?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, March 14th, 2023. Happy birthday to Kareem Corey Kirk. Happy birthday to PBS West Web Guy. Happy birthday to Sabrina McClurg. Happy birthday to Jazzy D. Happy birthday to Lisa English Smalls. Happy birthday to Juan Harris. Happy birthday, Tiffany Pompey. Happy birthday, Billy Brown. Happy birthday to Felicia Collins. Happy birthday to Stacy Pugh. Happy birthday to Jonathan Denning. And last but not least, happy birthday to Otashe Golden. So that's it for the birthdays. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, March 14th, 2023.
Well, all right. happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. May they have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless them with all the grace and glory that he can admit to your life in this world that we live in. And may you give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for allowing you to live another day and have another in the name of our Lord God. So, I'm going to sing a birthday song for you now. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? And may you have many, many, many more. Yes, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm wishing you happy birthday on your birthday today, on March 14th, 3 days before St. Patrick's Day. So make sure you get into the St. Patrick's Goodwill and Motivational Playoff Tournament. And I don't know if you're not living in Vegas, I don't know what you're going to do for the 17th of March. But in Vegas, they got all kind of tournaments and all kind of activities that you can get involved in. They got concerts going on and everything is happening. They're having football pools the XFL has a football pool. And the USFL has a football pool, and they got the NBA and the NCAA tournament having a football pool, and they're having a bunch of tournaments around the 17th of March. So if you're in Vegas, I hope you're participating in some of those activities, because they're giving away money all over Vegas. And they're giving away prizes and food everywhere in Vegas. And if you go to a bar or a restaurant on the 17th, you get free beer. It's green beer, but it's free. You can enjoy yourself. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say happy birthday to everybody. And I'll talk to you on Thursday. Have a good day and a good week, and we'll be back on air on Thursday. So, without further ado, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.